This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We love it when people level up. Our next guest, he is leveled up. He now works for ESPN. I'm watching NFL Live, and he's on there. I'm like, ooh, I know him. His name is Nate Taylor. Nate Taylor, how you doing, my man?
Oh, I'm doing great, Carrington. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Let's just start with this. I'm so happy this is over. I'm happy that we're not spending week 5 wondering what Sue L. Robinson is going to say or think. I know that these games are important, and they play playoff teams off the rip. They play the Chargers. They play the defending Super Bowl champion, the Eagles. They play the Ravens. Like, I don't want to make it seem like he is missing a super easy part of the schedule. I'm just happy that this is over. Now we all know. We know when the start date is, and we know when the end date is.
Yeah, and I got to say, I'm a bit surprised because clear to me that the NFL really pushed for this. Like, hey, they understand, just like we are, that the season's starting. And for the team's sake, they would like to know whether or not Rasheed was going to be available in Sao Paulo. Well, he's not even here today, guys. He is not at the facility. This decision in terms of the punishment may be official here momentarily before the end of the business day in terms of the NFL's transaction wire. But look, if I was Rasheed Rice, I maybe would have wanted to fight more, right? Would have wanted my legal team to present a very compelling case on September 30th to Lou L. Robinson, who, by the way, has only done one case in the NFL, and to the player's benefit, kind of leaned a little bit more player friendly than the league wanted, obviously. So you had a path. But I think there were a lot of forces that led Rasheed to make this decision. And similar to you, similar to me, similar to a lot of fans, okay, well, now we know. We knew you were going to get suspended, but now we know. And now he can sort of look forward and move forward and target, you know, that week 7 game against the Raiders. That is a home game. So you could have gotten 4, is my true opinion. Like, if Rasheed would have taken this all the way to the wall, it probably would have been a 4-game suspension, but for a number of reasons, he chose to take the suspension today.
That's interesting you say that, because I'm not sure if that's the case, and this is why. Sue L. Robinson has only presided over one other NFL case. She went through it and determined that that player got a 6-game suspension based on off the league's personal conduct policy. Now, I know it was Deshaun Watson, a very, very different case and a much more high-profile case, but I do think it's important to note that Watson was never charged. Rice was charged. So therefore, not being charged, Deshaun Watson has never pled guilty to anything. Rashee Rice has pled guilty and got two felonies. So I just find it hard to believe that based off the other case that she was in which the person hadn't been charged, she determined that it was a 6-game suspension. I find it hard to believe she was going to go through this case and then tell me that Rashee Rice only gets a 3-game suspension. So I kind of thought, once I saw that Sue L. Robinson was in charge of all of this, I always thought I always thought 6 was the floor.
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. And that is a, you could say, traditional, more conservative approach. Again, I think from a, now again, the Player Association, not in the best light at this moment. They got their own things to, do and get settled from an organizational standpoint. So let's say if the Players Union was better positioned, right? You could have presented a case that was somewhat opposite of what you just said. Yes, even though Deshaun Watson did not plead to anything, and even though these things were not on video, it is different because it obviously includes, like, if the policy is 6 games, and again, this is, we're mostly talking hypothetical now, but given what the policy is, like, are we equating domestic violence? Are we equating speeding? Are we, like, you're just going through the entire thing and sort of saying, like, okay, what is the actual precedent? That's why you should have, in one way, the argument, have the disciplinary hearing, because Sue L. Robinson is not with the NFL, right? As I've told you before, Carrington, and everyone who listens, when it comes to suspensions, this is mostly a Roger Goodell thing, right? What Roger Goodell has in terms of power is a lot, right? So the only thing he's actually given up in terms of power is letting an actual arbiter, Sue L. Robinson or someone else, be appointed to look at both sides of the argument to find a true common ground. Now, hey, if we know that the league wanted 10 games and we know that the league wanted 8 games, well, okay, I guess 6 is understandable, much of what you're saying. And I think the player also, too, wants to move forward because he knew he was looking at either a 4-game suspension or a 6-game suspension. Technically, is it easier to come back knowing that you're suspended now? One could argue, sure. But at the same time, I could say, hey, if you come through the season and you play really well early on and you have this hearing, well, now you have a chance to sort of rest your body and get ready for the postseason. So there's a number of ways to go about this. I don't think there's a wrong answer. I just knew that the best possible scenario for Rashee Rice was 4 games, having to play 4 games before he got to the hearing. Instead, he chose to go the opposite direction. And the Chiefs, as we saw yesterday, sort of managed their own 53-man roster with that in mind, because they had to have known this is probably where Rashee was thinking. And it makes, in terms of legal fees, it makes it a little bit easier on him from a financial standpoint, with him knowing he can come back in, the middle of October, essentially.
I wish we had gotten the 53-man roster during the show, because I think the Chiefs basically told us that this was coming. They were carrying 8 wide receivers. They were not going to have 8 wide receivers for week 1 of the NFL season. I think they knew that this was being worked out, and they were within 24 hours of having the answer on what was going to happen with Rashee Rice. I also think, just based on reports, it sounds like Jalen Royals is going to go to the injured reserve list. So it sounds to me like, I know they had 8 initial wide receivers, it sounds like they're about to be at 6 by close of business Friday.
Correct. Now, I haven't been told exactly that Jalen Rose will go on IR, but look, he hasn't practiced in a long time, and he's not going to be ready for week 1. So, hey, he's a rookie. Let's take care of your body now. We don't need to rush you, obviously, because we have 8 receivers. And even when you come back, potentially 4 to 6 weeks later, that's also the same time Rashee Rice will come back. So, again, you can manage the roster moving forward at a later date instead of having to carry 8. And that would make it really tricky in terms of, hey, who's actually going to be dressed against the Chargers? Well, now we know. It'll usually be 5. It might be 6, depending on what they want to do from a special team standpoint. But you're right. This was the first sort of indication that, hey, the only reason why you would keep 8 receivers, which no other team would do, is because, one of your guys could be suspended or agree to a suspension at any point before now and September 30th.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor of ESPN, getting his thoughts on the news. Rashee Rice has accepted a 6-game suspension. He is going to miss the first 6 games of the season. I guess in line with this, it sounds like you and I are on the same page. I don't see any scenario that they are bringing in another wide receiver. This is the group for the next 6 weeks.
Yes. I know it's interesting because there was a little chatter today amongst me and some of my colleagues that, hey, Mecole Hardman got cut yesterday. What do you say, guys? I mean, they've already brought back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, would he walk through that door? Well, that's something that could happen later in the season. But, yes, for right now, Nico Rubio has made the team. Tyquan Thornton has made the team. And those two guys deserve a ton of credit because they did everything that was asked of them in the offseason, in training camp, and the preseason. So I don't see much changing because of Friday's preseason finale and what we saw Tyquan Thornton do. Obviously, the deep ball, 58-yard completion. Well, hey, we can line him up on the outside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And we've proven to you just 2 weeks ago, Los Angeles, he's a real threat from that position, right? So even though we might not have our yak man in the middle of the field running from the slot in Rashee Rice, we still have Nico Remigio, who's an above-average return specialist, and we have Tyquan Thornton, who is a true boundary receiver who can take the top over the secondary with this kind of quarterback if you give him time and if you protect him.
Nate, I have one more kind of roster question, and I want to get back to Rashee Rice here coming up in a bit. I was really looking to see if Elijah Mitchell was going to make the team. To me, that was going to be the answer on if they were going to look outside the organization for a running back. They obviously kept Elijah Mitchell. They also brought back Carson Steele and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Maybe I'm just not ready to accept the answer, and I need to accept it. At every turn, they have told us they think they're fine at running back.
But I don't think they're fine at running back.
I don't think they're fine at running back either. I'm just going based off their actions, and their actions would suggest that they think they got everything they need to run the football effectively this year.
Yeah, so let's break this down quickly. On one end, Elijah Mitchell has basically been a guy. Like, nothing specular, nothing special, nothing spectacular, nothing terrible. Like, he didn't, you know, fumble a ball or miss, you know, blow an assignment in the preseason. But he hasn't been the player he was prior to the major hamstring injury he had that took him out of all of last season. Well, okay, we understood that Carson Steele was the likeliest player that you could cut and come back to the practice squad. They've established that, hey, you still have a short yardage option, a special team player, if something happens with, say, Kareem Hunt, right? What I think the Chiefs miscalculated or was not willing to overspend, I guess, is, hey, we have all these running backs available on the market. And it's a sport where we just saw last year, what in the hell happens if Isaiah Pacheco goes down with a major injury? So I would have argued, hey, you traded for Derek Nnadi, and that's an important position because you got to stop the run. Well, you also have to improve your running game as much as possible from last season. So go make another trade for a running back of veteran status like a Samaje Perine, who you could add with maybe a little bit more explosiveness and a little more ability to run between the tackles to give you a true trio with Pacheco and Hunt. They chose not to do that, okay? They chose to keep some of these, you know, later round picks. No one was cut in a manner where you could just pick that player up and add him to your roster the next day, which is why Elijah Mitchell is still here. Guys, I don't know if he's going to be dressed Friday night, almost a week from now, in Sao Paulo. I would argue, honestly, against it. But they are one injury away from kind of being in the same position they were in last year. And that is a lack of, you know, priority with the draft. It's going to take time for Breshard Smith. I know people are in their cars or, you know, at whatever, the restaurant, the office. Hey, what about this rookie, Breshard Smith? Guys, it's going to take time, but I would still dress him before I would dress Elijah Mitchell. So I don't know how long Elijah Mitchell is going to be on the roster, Carrington, but I'm not sure he really earned it with their decision yesterday.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor of ESPN, going through the top stories right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. Back to Rashee Rice for just a bit. The number one thing for me with this suspension was to have Rashee Rice available for the game at Buffalo. I think that's the most important game on the Chiefs' schedule. They got Baltimore at home. They got Buffalo right on the road this year. Buffalo has both Kansas City and Baltimore at home this year. I think if you were just laying out the teams, you're laying out the schedules, you also lay out the division that all three of those teams are in, I think you have to consider Buffalo to be the favorite to get the one seed in the AFC. So having Rashee Rice back in theory for that game, that's the middle part of the season. Hopefully you're trending in the right direction. I think the number one responsibility for all parties were to get him available for that game. So I think it all ended up working out. Like, I really think you can argue that every side got what they wanted. The NFL got this is a real suspension. You missed six games. This is a real suspension.
This is a third of the season, ladies and gentlemen. A third, yes.
And you also took real money out of his pocket for the Chiefs. You have him available for the biggest game. He also gets more time to recover from his injury. This ended up working for everybody.
And I'm so glad you make this point and you framed it this way, Carrington, because, again, we all work for somebody, right? Same thing goes for Rashee Rice. Hey, I know you got lawyers. I know you could push this to September 30th. And, hey, you might actually have a pretty strong case, one that might be winnable to where it could go from, again, six games to five or to four. But look, as your employer, you just hit the nail on the head, Carrington. Look, man, you're coming back from a significant knee injury. And, hey, you looked great last Friday in the preseason finale against the Chicago Bears. But, dog, we pay you for November, December, January, and middle of February. That is what his employer essentially told him. Hey, trust Andy Reid, trust Matt Nagy, trust Patrick Mahomes. We still got Travis Kelce, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Tyquan Thornton, Noah Gray, don't forget about him. We just talked about the two running backs. So, hey, Pacheco does look better this year than he did coming back from the injury last year. And, hey, Kareem Hunt is another year in the offense, had a full offseason. It's essentially his employer saying, please trust us that when you come back, we're going to get you right and get you ready for a limited role against the Raiders in week 7. We're going to slowly go from there. And the Buffalo Bills have no tape of you from last season. And whatever tape they're going to look at in September and October won't freaking matter because you weren't on the field. And who knows what's going on with Travis? Who knows what's going on with Patrick, the offensive line? Like, you will be the new element to the offense that can either complete it or push it forward to where the offense can be a more dynamic unit. This season, ladies and gentlemen, comes down to one thing. The offense has to better support the defense, because the defense this year being asked to be the leading unit for a third straight year is, I would say, unconscionable, right? Even though they made all these draft picks, it really does come down to, can you protect Mahomes? Can you give him enough time to do those marvelous highlights? And really, this is the last chance you have of Rashee Rice, I truly believe this, of Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce available to manipulate the defense to give Patrick easier reads to get the ball out of his hands quicker. And because of that, defense is going to have to play you differently, which means you actually have weapons to hit them over the top, i.e. Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Tyquan Thornton. So we all work for somebody. The Chiefs have to be thrilled. Hey, we would have loved if it was four, but we didn't want that four to, you know, complicate things in the middle of the season as we get ready to play what I call real football. And ladies and gentlemen, real football is when it starts to get cold outside. When you start seeing who's the good teams in the standings, when you're competing for a division. And oh, by the way, that literally starts when the Chiefs play the Buffalo Bills.
Let's talk about the 53-man roster. Was there any surprise to you with the 53-man roster? I saw a lot of frustration about Pole, him not making the team. My point was, if we're worried about the fourth offensive tackle for the Chiefs, that means something has gone wrong throughout the course of the season. But Chiefs Twitter, yep, draft Twitter was all up in a roar about that. Did you see anything from the 53-man roster? I was a little bit surprised with Mike Pinnell. I mean, he was running with the ones. He's been in the organization for multiple years. I was surprised that he didn't make the team and they didn't put him on the practice squad.
What are they doing? Like, this is the only surprise. Okay, if you want to keep eight receivers, do whatever roster manipulation you got to do based on the suspension that's coming. Guys, he is your starting nose tackle. He and Chris Jones last year were one of the best duos from interior defensive linemen when it came to, you know, stopping the run. Saquon Barkley did not have a good Super Bowl, most notably because Mike exists. Mike Pinnell exists. Chris Jones exists. Again, you traded for Derek Nnadi for depth purposes. If Malik Herring's on the team, how in the world is Mike Pinnell not on the team? Now, I know he's getting up there in age. He's 31. I guess one, I will tell this, ladies and gentlemen, there is multiple ways to get him back on the roster. Obviously, you could sign him to the practice squad. I know it's been reported that's probably not going to happen. Okay, well, hey, once Rashee's suspension becomes finalized, whether it's today or tomorrow, hey, you just call him up, say, hey, we'll welcome you back with open arms. You're on the active roster. Like, you don't miss any money. That might not happen. Guys, I don't know what they're doing with Mike Pinnell. Other than saying, you want a couple weeks off? Like, you just want to rest your body? Like, do you want to go to Brazil? Like, if I'm Mike Pinnell, I'm furious because he's one of the more interesting and, I would argue, one of your more cultural fits for your starting lineup. So if the Chargers run and have really good success with their new rookie running back, obviously a pretty good offensive line, if they have good running success and Mike Pinnell's not in uniform, this is not a good decision on cutdown day. Again, Elijah Mitchell's on the roster, guys. He might not play against the Chargers. Mike Pinnell has me on this roster by what? Monday? When they start practicing? Like, when they actually start going through the game plan against the Chargers? I have no idea what they've done, Carrington. That is the only surprise outside of, hey, this team kept eight receivers.
I'll end with this. I've never seen a team that they just bring back everybody that they know. It's almost like the Chiefs only know like 100 NFL players. Like, they just have no frame of anybody else. Like, anytime when it comes, like, they don't claim other teams' players. Whenever guys hit free agency, they just bring back guys that know the system. It is just remarkable to see. And I haven't got a chance to talk to you about this. We talked about this on the show. One thing that just amazes me about the Chiefs is how many guys leave the Chiefs organization and just cannot function outside of Kansas City. Like Mecole Hardman, he has played in and made big plays for the Chiefs. The Jets basically said, we don't think you can play. The Packers, he can't even make their 53-man roster, but he catches the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl for the Chiefs. It doesn't make any sense.
Right, dude, it's incredible. I'm so happy you brought this up because I've been laughing too when I'm in my car listening to the show because it's like, hey, I don't know if ESPN will let me write this story, but I want to pitch it to you so that maybe I'll pitch it to my editor, Ethan, right? Doug, they have literally started treating the practice squad basically like an extension of the coaching staff. Hey, Mike Edwards, you've had a great career, dog. You've lost a little bit of a step, and look, we're trying to teach these young guys, right? We're trying to see what we still got with Tremari Connor and Brian Cook and Jaden Hicks. Hey, can you be Tree Rollins? Can you just be on the practice squad and be an assistant coach to Dave Merritt? Hey, Clyde, so happy you still want to be in the show? Love you. You're a great guy for the locker room. Hey, Clyde, let me introduce you to Breshard Smith, right? He's got all the juice. He's got all the receiving skills. Hey, can he be in your shadow for the next however many weeks you're here on the practice squad? I mean, they just did the same thing to Robert Tonyan. Hey, Robert Tonyan, I mean, there's just no way we could have cut Jarrett Wiley. We've invested multiple years in this man. He's a draft pick. But what you can do, son, is tell him what he needs to be doing out there in practice to get ready for the games so that when it's December and he's never played in this type of game, he can rely on you as his assistant coach to the assistant Tom Melvin. Come on, man. It is hylarious that you could tell me Mecole Hardman will be back. You could tell me Willie Gay will be back. You could tell me Sky Moore will be back this season, and I would totally understand why they're doing it because they're all assistant coaches who can still play football at a relatively high level, just not at, you know, starting level. So the NFL has allowed these practice squads to expand to, what, 16 spots, 16, 14 spots? Yeah, half those spots are just assistant coaches in uniform, just if there's an injury or just if there's some scenario where we need to call you up. Tonyan had a great preseason, Carrington. Hey, dog, when this suspension goes through, we might elevate you, but at the same time, your number one job is to teach Jarrett Wiley.
That is Nate Taylor of ESPN joining us on the show today. Nate, it's always great to catch up with you, my man. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, so happy to do it, fellas. And thank goodness. I think today's the last day I'm going to write about Rashee Rice for a while.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.